Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Have you ever noticed that with each loss in your life, you have been reshaped only to gain? Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. This episode has been sponsored by the Max Challenge of Toms River, New Jersey, where you get a personal trainer, a nutritional counselor, and a success coach all in one. This is who's been making me stronger for my 50-state tour departing May 6th. But at the Max, it's about so much more than just exercise. It's a community of people strengthening their bodies, minds, and spirits. So if you can, check one out near you. In big news today, season one of Motivate Me is ending and season two is about to begin. When is that happening and what can you expect? Here's the when. Wednesday, April 20th is our first episode of season two. And spoiler alert, my guest will be my husband, poor John. So if any of you have questions that you would like me to ask him, you can email them to me at Lynette@motivatemepodcast.com, and I will ask him those questions on air. I thought it would be interesting for John and I to make a secret list of questions for each other, so we'll be asking those questions on the show. Why did I pick the date 420? Not for the reasons some of you may be thinking. It's my birthday, and also the beginning of our two-week countdown for our hashtag Motivate Me America Road Trip 2016 send-off celebration. Here's what you can expect in season two. There will be a series of pre-trip interviews, and after that, we'll be airing daily from the road. For the pre-trip interviews, I have so much that I would like to share with you about the preparation process, people and ideas that I hope will motivate you to excite your lives. I want you to be included in the awesome awkwardness that will occur when my crew, Chelsea and Cassie, get here. Remember, none of us have ever met, and I want you to be a part of it. So what can you expect from us when we're on the road? Well, I want to speak with people in every state about their passions. I want to see how they can inform you, educate you, enlighten you, motivate you. We'll be recording formal podcast interviews, but those interviews will be Motivate Me's season three. In the On the Road episodes, our goal is to take you on the journey with us. So how can you get the most out of following us? We'll be connecting in multiple ways. So number one, you can listen to us on this podcast. Number two, you can view videos of us on our YouTube channel, Motivate Me TV with Lynette Renda. I have vowed to do something I have never done before in each state. And you will be seeing that. You'll be seeing me continuously stepping outside of that comfort zone in each of the 50 United States at least one time. And you'll also be seeing the landscape and the people from each of the 50 United States. So number three, you can join our private Facebook group, Motivate Me Ultimate Support System, because we'll be reaching out to our amazing fellow motivators there daily. Number four, always check our website. It's motivatemepodcast.com. And I want to give a quick shout out to Jamie J from Stop Riding the Pine podcast, because Jamie is a marketing dude and he totally hooked us up with an amazing website. So go check out our new site and you'll be able to do all of this awesomeness there, such as submit your email address for a copy of our itinerary or special updates that we plan to send out while on the road. You can support us with things that are on the site, such as ordering a Motivate Me t-shirt that I'm wearing right now that's super, super cool. You can get yourself one, and you can post a picture of yourself online for us in your Motivate Me t-shirt, or you could be wearing it when we see you in person out on the road. You can access our podcast there, especially if you don't have iTunes. You can play it right from the website. And big reveal, we will be putting a manual on our site for purchase that teaches you, through the experiences of our guests, how to get out there and do something exciting in your life. No, you don't have to leave home or quit your job or get rid of the dog to do it. And something else you will find there is a link to our Fundly account in case you would like to donate a tank of gas for our journey or earn a free t-shirt or even a Motivate Me blanket. The bottom line is this. I just need to know you're out there. So join us on Facebook or get in touch through email. Shout us out on Twitter. Leave us a review on iTunes. We need it and we love it. Thank you. And here is today's episode, our final Friday episode for season one of Motivate Me with Lynette Renda. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this Friday reflection. You know, it is always surprising when you get a group of unsuspecting guests together and their life stories, their deepest passions, seem so disconnected from one another. But in reality, they represent just how tethered humans are, how similar the human experience is. Once in a while, when I have guests who have similar interests, maybe it's health and fitness or emotional well-being, I'll run those shows in the same week. But generally, I air the episodes in the order I do the interviews, and I wait, just like all of you, for Fridays for the episode where I reflect on them as a whole to see where the common denominator is between these guests, to discover the common threads that bind these stories together. Looking back over this past week, I am welling with emotion over the discoveries I've made. It doesn't help that this morning, when flipping through Facebook, I saw a post from a woman who runs a group titled I Hate Heroin. She informed her group that both of her sons had passed away the night before, both from heroin overdoses. And it doesn't help that an old friend, the kind you don't have to see all the time, but who you never skip a beat with, she posted that she realized this morning upon waking that it had been exactly 30 days since she'd last spoken to her father before he passed away. Max was one of those special, loving men who was a seriously cool cat. He was always ready with an anecdote and some humor. And not that I knew him so well, but I knew him well enough. He was warm and unconditional, giving and dependable. He will be a legend in their family. He was just that kind of guy. I found myself this morning in a dark room with Olive nestled under my chin, crying for these strong women. I was overcome with the weight of their loss. So it is with this heart-heavy perspective that I sat down to analyze our guests this week. And at first glance, other than living their passion, a man who lost his son to gang violence, a man who has the number one singing program on YouTube, a woman who loves to travel, and a mastermind guru don't seem to have much in common, but they do. And what I found goes much deeper than summarizing their passion in only a few words, much deeper than the fact that they are the type of people who are brave enough to live their passion. The thread between this week's guests is loss. They have gained, but in order to do so, they have first had to experience loss. For Monday's guest, Azeem Khamisa, it came in the form of murder. For Tuesday's guest, Aaron Anastasi, it was in losing oneself. For Wednesday's guest, Kylie Travers, it was brought about by domestic violence. And for Thursday's Aaron Walker, it was in taking the life of another. On Monday, Azeem Khamisa gave us a devastating account of how his engaged college student son, Tyreek, lost his life in a senseless gang initiation. He explained to us how his passion for teaching people how to forgive began. Azeem, once an international investment banker and now an author and speaker, dragged himself through his darkest days and for the past 20 years has not only been running a nonprofit organization in his son's name to prevent kids from killing kids, he has joined forces with the grandfather of his son's murderer to do so. He has even gone as far as to forgive the young boy, now man, who took his son's life. And with that, they have plans for him to join the organization and the speaking duo when or if he is released from prison. At 14 years old, he was given a 25 years to life sentence. Azeem says in his interview that his greatest challenge was helping people to see that there were victims on both sides of the gun. An idea that he says was given to him by a higher power when his body went into shock at the news of his son's passing. Azeem experienced tremendous loss, but with it came a passion that has since revealed his life purpose. He speaks to hundreds of thousands of children about violence. He has authored 4 books. He has created CDs and an interactive program on forgiveness. He's lost, but he has gained. And he has helped hundreds of thousands of people in the process. Tuesday's Aaron Anastasi had a battle of his own, and for him, it was internal. This is a guy who has a graduate degree from Princeton, someone who studied psychology and philosophy, someone who has been coached and then became a coach. Personal development is part of his passion, and yet he struggled with limiting beliefs that held him back, beliefs that almost prevented him from achieving amazing success on having the most successful singing lesson program on YouTube. He has 10 million views. But Aaron, like most of us, struggled with imposter syndrome. I'm a fraud. I'm a fake. Why would anyone want to work with me? To make this worse, his first time out, he failed miserably. He had to battle the negative voices twice as hard to rebrand, refilm, redo, regroup, but he did. And here's one of the things I think is most miraculous about Aaron's situation. The loss he experienced with the first business, the battling back harder the second time, the push to learn more about himself, where these negative voices were stemming from, and how to kick them the hell out is exactly what inspired him to write his book, The Voice of Your Dreams, which was released the day his episode aired this past week, April 12th. Just another perfect example of how our losses lead to our gains. It is not easy to lose, to battle, to see that something positive will come out of what we're going through. But time and time again, I am speaking with people who are proving this. Wednesday, we spoke with Kylie Travers from Australia. Kylie is in social media marketing. She is a blogger, and she's a single mom who has been very vocal about escaping domestic violence. Kylie's passion is travel, and she can give you a detailed description of exactly how she saw her life panning out when she was a child, which included traveling around the world with a husband and children. She was raised Mormon, though, and her life took a different path. She was married young, had children young, and discovered that her husband was abusive and that he refused to travel. Kylie battled through bouts of depression and illness, issues with self-image and self-worth. She lost much of herself during these periods, and when she had the freedom to do what she loved, she didn't have the funds. Herein lies the beauty. Kylie is a doer. Kylie is a survivor. Kylie is creative. She managed to get herself a job that includes travel. So with a strong support system, Kylie has been able to recover her dream and her person. She lost her marriage and the perfect family image she had envisioned her whole life. But the hard times have led her to times she could not have envisioned for herself. Becoming a public speaker, becoming a voice for women, becoming someone who has the luxury of enjoying travel while working. Thursday's guest, A'ron Walker. I mean, wow. A'ron is an extremely successful veteran entrepreneur who came on to teach us a Thursday lesson on the importance of mastermind groups, which he did. But something unexpected occurred for me during our conversation together. You see, in general, masterminds is a gathering of the minds. It's a place where like-minded people come to better themselves, to solve problems for each other, to network, provide resources, and find accountability. There's even much more to it than that. If you want to improve yourself in regards to the balance you are putting forward in life, this is a must-listen-to episode. Here's the thing about A'ron. He is dynamic. He is dynamic on all levels. His mastermind groups focus on being dynamic on all levels in order to live a balanced and fulfilled life. And he leads by example. There are so many things I can say here about A'ron, his episode, and the importance of his mastermind specifically. But one thing that has really been resonating with me since our chat is his transparency. Being transparent helps build trust, he says. And in that spirit, he shared a story with us about loss, about the loss of a life A'ron was responsible for. It was a pedestrian, 77-year-old Enrique, who A'ron accidentally hit with his car. This experience caused A'ron to get back into retirement, to move from his home. It took him 5 years to recover from. So while I thought we were only going to speak on masterminds, we also spoke on transparency, which led to loss. Because just like A'ron shared with us, there really is no compartmentalizing these different factions of our lives because they make up the collective whole. A'ron is currently impacting the lives of many men, encouraging them to be as dynamic as he, to be good men, good husbands and fathers, good entrepreneurs and people. Had A'ron not experienced this loss in his life, I wonder if he would have shifted his perspective on his own legacy and in return on the legacies of the men in his mastermind groups. My guests have been leading me to a deeper discovery. And one of my findings is the idea that there is a cost to living your passion, and that sometimes our passion is deeply rooted within us and it doesn't always emerge until our purpose here is revealed. Some people believe that your passion is established when you're a child. Some people don't even believe in passion at all. Here's what I believe. I believe that your life process is the path you take to your life purpose. Your strengths and desires are derived from your passions. These two work in tandem. So your life process and your passions work in tandem. You consistently skip down this life process path, picking up new skills and techniques, building upon your experiences, gaining life perspectives, gathering a network of people, learning lessons. And everything and everyone means something to you and your journey. All of them play a part in the revelation of your purpose. There's no rush to this, though. There's no wrong turns. And patience is the key. Look at how the life processes of this week's guests prepared them for the purposes they are currently living. Azeem says that he had always been spiritually connected in his life, but never brought these ideals into the workplace. He was in an international role where addressing people and organizing his business was familiar to him. He experienced the tragic death of his son, and he now runs a foundation and speaks publicly and uses the lessons he has learned in spirituality in his workplace. Aaron studied psychology and philosophy. He has done acting and created films. He learned skills that enabled him to produce YouTube videos and to perform. He went to a coach and he studied personal development in order to write a book from the perspective of a life coach on the very thing with which he had struggled, limiting beliefs. Now, Kylie always loved writing and traveling, but part of her process was living through domestic violence and poor self-image and self-confidence. Once she emerged from all of that, though, she was incredibly appreciative of her freedom, and she found a job that allows her travel, one where she can combine travel and writing, one where she can inspire other women. Finally, there is Aaron Walker. This guy has gone from 0 to 60 his whole life, building businesses and selling them, pretending to retire. I believe what he said on the show was that he had 35 years of business and 35 years of marriage to pull from to be a mentor. He had a traumatic event occur in his life that changed his direction, that steered his course from corporate to camaraderie, from man in charge to mentor. One that he is emotionally fulfilled by in ways he hadn't accomplished in business before. Sure does seem like that came at the right time in Aaron's life. To you, my fellow motivators, I believe there will be a turning point in your life where your purpose is revealed. And when it is, you will have the skills, the experiences, and the wisdom to pull from to be ready to take on this purpose. Your purpose will not reveal itself to you until you have these things. No matter what age this happens for you. And one person's purpose is not more important than another's. And the length of time we spend living that purpose is of no consequence. Many people live out their purpose without even knowing they are, and some are revealed in death. My hope today was to raise your awareness, to help you see how loss is created to shape you. People as a collective whole are this intricate puzzle. The roles of some appear bigger or more important than others, but they're really not. And we are equally as important. I mean, what is the pitcher on a baseball team without a catcher? And if a batter's swing carries a ball out into the outfield, what if there is no one out there to catch it? What if there are no umpires or refs, coaches or stadiums, concessions or mascots? Star-spangled banner. Missing one of these pieces could alter the experience, could diminish the experience. That's what life would be like without you. Maybe you're struggling with loss today. Maybe you're struggling with seeing your own significance. Maybe you don't see a future for yourself. This week's guests are here to tell you to hang in there. They're here to say that at some point, you will use these experiences. And I'm here to tell you that you got this, that you will be a better, more intentional person because of it, and that you are not alone, because challenges and loss are a part of the process for all of us. That's it for today, everybody. Please remember that you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.